The parents of Terry Schiavo say they'll appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court after a lower court rejected their request to reinsert their daughter's feeding tube. Schiavo is the brain-damaged Florida woman who has been kept alive for 15 years. Her case has generated extraordinary attention. Over the weekend, President Bush signed a law that sent her case to the federal courts. But according to recent opinion polls, his intervention is not supported by most of the public. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
George W. Bush publicly says that he doesn't govern based on polling. That may be true, but George Bush is a skilled enough politician to have won four straight elections. It shouldn't be a surprise that the polls have the tendency to line up on his side. But not in the Terry Schiavo case. A Republican Congress quickly passed legislation allowing Terry Schiavo's parents to pursue their case that their daughter should be kept alive. The president flew in from Crawford, Texas, in order to sign the legislation. But according to polls conducted by Fox, Gallup, and ABC and The Washington Post, people side with Michael Schiavo, who has removed his wife's feeding tube. Remarkably, says Gallup editor-in-chief for polls Frank Newport, every demographic polled, even Republicans, support the removal of the feeding tube.
Republicans are slightly less likely than Democrats to favor the idea of allowing Terry Schiavo to die, but it's still a majority of Republicans who say that that's appropriate, that the feeding tube be removed. So this is not, and I'll repeat that, this is not a highly politicized issue.
The congressman who passed the bill and the president might be surprised to hear that. Or given that the vote was 203-58, they might be surprised to learn that the overwhelming majority of congressmen are not in agreement with the majority of the public. In the ABC Washington Post poll, 70% of respondents said Congress acted inappropriately. Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, says that maybe Congress was paying attention to a different poll. The one on Election Day that emphasized moral values as a reason for the president's reelection.
This is a reflection of what happened in the last election and the success that Christian conservatives have had in perpetuating the idea that that last election was about moral values. And some members of Congress might have been motivated to vote that way. I'm not saying that there weren't many votes. There weren't many votes of conscience in Congress. But, you know, there's also politics going on here.
Kohut says the belief that the election of 2004 was the moral values election emboldened Republicans and cowed Democrats. Fewer than half the Democrats in Congress were present for the vote, and even then they split 46 in favor, 53 opposed. Another explanation, voiced often by the pundit class, is that this bill was primarily designed not to satisfy the country as a whole, or even the Republican Party as a whole, but specifically for religiously conservative Christians. If that was the strategy, says Paul Friedman, professor of politics at the University of Virginia, it may have been a poor one.
Even the weekly churchgoers, a bare majority of them say the feeding tube should have been removed.
Regular churchgoers strongly oppose abortion. It may have been an overreach, says Friedman, to assume that they'd have the same opinion on euthanasia.
If you are going to take a stand on a moral issue, you may want to pick a different one. Because this is an issue on which Americans do resist efforts by the government to intervene in what they see as a decision that is primarily most appropriately made by individual families and their doctors.
One of the findings of the ABC poll was that about a third of all people had a friend or family member who was on life support at one time. Almost 20% had to personally make a decision on whether to end life. So far, Americans are sending the message that they want to be able to make that decision themselves. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.